Framed in a shaft of golden light from the abbey door, Martha and Sister Setiva were pointing to the Dibbons and calling aloud to them.
Come back here this instant or you're in real trouble!
The trio split, Muggum running south and the other two hurrying off to the north. Torrance saw them and chuckled.
Escaping Dibbons, eh? They won't get far.
Junty interrupted him roughly.
Look, vermin!
Bad Red and his crew were sneaking quickly out across the lawn, trying to grab Muggum, who was heading for the pond where he planned on hiding in the reeds. The little mole was completely unaware of the enemy. Sister Setiva had come out onto the abbey steps. As soon as she saw the vermin crew, she began dashing to save Muggum. Junty was already hurtling down the gatehouse wall steps, calling back to Torrin.
Get the other two little ones inside!
He shouted at the shrew nurse.
Stay where you are! Sister, I'll bring that Dibbon in!
With his paws, Torrin swept up the giggling Shilly and Ewch. This was all one big game to them. Then the Otterkook turned and pounded toward the abbey door. Slipback came within a paw's length of grabbing Muggum, when Junty fetched him a massive whack to the chest, laying the weasel out flat. Then the big cellar hog seized the mole babe and ran as fast as his foot paws would carry him. With Bad Red and the crew hard on his heels, without stopping, Junty snatched up Sister Setiva from where she had been standing in his path, rigid with fright. Thud, thud. Two arrows from the bows of the ferrets buried themselves in the cellar hog's broad back. He staggered slightly, but kept running. Muggum was screeching. The hedgehog's sharp spines were sticking in his paws as the mole babe tried to struggle free. Torn sped into the abbey, dropped both of the other Dibbons into Martha's lap.
Get ready to slam the door shut!
He panted as he turned and ran back outside to help Junty. One arrow grazed Torn's cheek. Another hit Junty in his right shoulder. Torn shot past the cellar hog, whirled hard and caught Crinktail across the face with a huge smack of his rudder. He turned and pushed Junty with both his burdens up the steps and into the abbey, roaring,
"Bar the door!"
Red Wallers, who had come pouring out of Cavern Hall to see what all the commotion was about, assisted the hermaid in slamming and barring the door in the face of the charging vermin crew. Two more arrows made a hollow sound as they flew into the strong oak timbering. A crash and a tinkle sent Formole and Brother Weld hurrying to the lower windows. Torn urged others along with him.
Get tables and benches! Barricade the lower frames before they get in!
Bad Red waved his broken cutlass.
Keep out of there, crew! We've got him on the run!
Flinky watched the dining table blocking a broken window. He muttered out the side of his mouth to Jupper.
Keep slinging rocks, but let him barricade those windows. They'd eat our little gang if we got inside. We'd be well outnumbered, mate.
Jupper looked puzzled.
Well, if we ain't going in, what's your next move?
Flinky has served under lots of different vermin chiefs, all a lot smarter than Bad Red. He winked confidently at the weasel.
Listen to me. If we ain't going in, well, they ain't getting out. Did you see that great orchard we passed as we came through?
Bad Red came marching around, prodding Flinky with his broken blade.
What's that sling doing empty? Keep chucking rocks at those windows until I tell you to stop.
Flinky loaded a large pebble into his sling.
We'll be doing that, Your Honour, right away. I was just telling Al Jupper here what a clever move you made.
Bad Red was eager to know just what the clever move was.
Aye, well, that's all right. You explain it to her, because she was never too bright. Go on, tell the long tale, loaf.
The small fox stood listening to Flinky's explanation.
Ho-ho, we've got the silly beast locked up tight now. Prisoners in their own abbey, 'tis called. A siege! There's only a limited supply of food and drink in there. Take us now. The chief knows we got the orchard and the pond. They'll either starve to death in the abbey or surrender after a while. Ain't that right, chief?
Only a moment before, Bad Red thought he had lost the encounter. But the realisation of what Flinky had just said made him shudder with delight. So that was what a siege was all about. Keeping a straight face, the fox nodded wisely.
Aye, 'tis a siege, sure enough. Now you two, keep slinging.
He swaggered off, shouting orders to the other vermin. Jupper watched him go.
A siege, eh? Ooh, what a clever idea.
Flinky launched another stone but missed. who jumped neatly aside as it bounced back at him.
Ah, sure. The Owl Chief is full of clever ideas, especially when some other beast thinks them up for him. Little fool. He couldn't find his bottom with both paws.
The weasel and stoat loaded their slings again, laughing hilariously. Martha had pulled herself from her chair. She sat on the floor, both eyes shut tight, clutching Junty's paw to her cheek as she rocked back and forth. The cellar hog was lying where he had fallen, face up. Muggum was wailing as Sister Portula pulled spikes from his side and paws. Sister Setiver was similarly engaged.
Oh, you've got some fine sharp quills on you, my good cellar hog. I'll be with you as soon as I've got them out of me. Hold him still, Martha. How is he?
With her eyes still shut, Martha kissed his limp paw.
He's dead, sister. Junty is dead.
This ends Disc 6.